getting enough sleep will create a miracle for your health. I have never been as healthy in my entire life. And if I could tell you the number one thing I'm doing, it's getting enough sleep. Sleep is the biggest thing your body does to heal itself. Have you ever noticed you go to bed with something, you'll wake up and it's mostly better? Or you'll have went to bed with something and it's a lot worse? That's because during sleep, your body works really hard to heal itself up. Now, if you've got some cold or virus, your body will try and fight it a lot while you're asleep. And then you'll wake up and it'll have gotten a lot worse. But most of the time what happens, your body works to repair itself and take care of itself while you're asleep. It takes the time to fix things and to heal. And so when you're messing up your sleep, you also will notice you don't heal as fast. You don't get better from things as fast. Why is it the most common advice you get when you're sick is to drink lots of fluids and get lots of sleep? If that works when you're sick, why wouldn't you do that all the time? That's what I do all the time now. I drink lots of fluids and get lots of sleep all the time. And this is the healthiest I've been in my life. So I'll give you a couple of quick pointers for sleep that will help you get more sleep if you're struggling to get more sleep. And all I have to say is I'm leading by example. This is the best I've felt and looked in maybe 10 plus years. And it's because I'm getting enough sleep. What helps me to sleep? Well, two practical things I do during the day help me a lot. 30 plus minutes of aerobic exercise, just like is commonly recommended, helps me to fall asleep. If I at least take a 30-minute walk every day, I try and do at least some physical activity every day. And like today, I'm doing personal training, and maybe I'll do the elliptical afterwards. If I do at least 30 minutes, but usually an hour works really good, I will easily be able to sleep. My body will spend that extra energy exercising, and then it will be ready to fall asleep as soon as I get in bed. Another big practical tip is to be aware of your sleeping environment and to use it for sleeping. Now, if you're married or you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, I understand there are other things that will go on in proximity to sleeping. What I'm saying is don't use your bedroom as a place to lay in bed and watch TV. Don't lay in your bed unless your intent is to go to sleep. It's conditioning yourself. Conditioning your body that when it gets in bed, it's expecting to go to sleep. That way, it's almost automatic. The same way if you have a pet, that when you do certain things, they expect to be fed or take a walk. You condition yourself the same way you condition your pet. When you get in bed, you fall asleep. That's what you do. And then the third, the biggest part to falling asleep is having inner peace and stillness. Spirituality, and if you can use religion to get to spirituality, that can help you fall asleep gigantically. The value comes in when you're able to have peace, silence, and faith in your mind and gratitude before falling asleep. The main reason I couldn't fall asleep most of my life was I was continually running my mind. My mind was going 1,000 miles an hour getting in bed. And what I did to compensate, I'd usually would get in bed when I was just exhausted. So I'd stay up too late so that I knew as soon as I hit the bed, I'd fall asleep within 5 minutes. I used to pride myself on being able to fall straight asleep. And what I did to get that was I never got enough sleep. I was so afraid of having to spend time in bed not being able to fall asleep, that what I did is I deprived myself of sleep all the time, which then left me angry and cranky and bad moods during the day, which then would lead me to want to stay up late to get a little bit of time that wasn't annoying or bad, and then to repeat the cycle day after day after day. And that was before I started drinking. Once I drank, then it got even more exaggerated. Really late nights drinking And then early nights to bed with hangovers, really late nights sober then, lots of stress. And it just got worse and worse and worse until I started taking better care of myself and until I got some peace and serenity in my mind. Now that's an everyday job. I'm grateful I have people say, Jerry, your energy is just contagious. How do you do it? It's an everyday job. It's kind of the main thing I do every day is take care of myself, love myself, be grateful, and understand my place as a part of the whole and not a separate self. So that's an all-day job. It usually requires prayer consistently, gratitude, going to a support group helps, serving, doing these videos or podcast episodes, however you're using this helps. My entire life is set up around taking care of myself, and sleep is a central part of that. So if you find yourself making excuses as to why you can't sleep, if you find yourself doing like I did most of my life and really exhausting yourself prior to going to sleep, if you find yourself unable to get to bed because you spend 3 hours trying to get ready for bed, if you find yourself doing things like taking sleeping pills or drinking or some other sleep aid, if you find yourself in these situations, it's a good indication there's big things in your life to work on. And working on those big things is the best work you can do. Because life is wonderful if you take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, life sucks. And you'll notice when you don't take care of yourself, people who don't take care of themselves will always entice you to not take care of yourself with them. If you do take care of yourself, you'll notice you hang out with people who also take care of themselves, who respect your need to take care of yourself. You'll hang out with people who respect your need to go to bed. You'll hang out with people that you will respect their need to go to bed and to take care of themselves. So sleep is an easy way to heal yourself, to take great care of yourself, to have a wonderful life. So today, I pray that I will take good care of myself during the day, especially right now, so that then I can heal myself at the end of the day with sleep. I pray that I'm grateful for the excellent night of sleep I got the night before, and that allows me to function with so much energy today. And I pray that by sharing this with you, you can use this information and energy to take a look at and notice your sleep routines. So thank you for being here with me today, whether it's on YouTube or on my podcast or in my Udemy course or wherever else I put this. So thank you. I hope this is useful. I'd love to know what you think. And I appreciate every moment you spent here with me today.